Okay, here's an offering for the Community Health Initiative course in the way of what you may call tips and just ideas for things you may encounter along the way. One interesting thing are current events that happen within the community, locally and at large, often have a way of making it into your groups. Particularly if you're training, say, mature adults, senior citizens, particularly if you have time before a class and after a class where your participants are gathering and speaking. And it will be important to be able to navigate different opinions, to navigate differing viewpoints that your participants will have with each other, and may want to pull you in for your take on things. And you may or may not want to give your opinions, and you have that right to do that. I found that for the most part, if a host site, say, is a church, then most of the ideals and opinions and philosophies of life will be centered around the church doctrine. There will probably never be much of a controversy going on within a group like that, other than if an outsider comes in who is not affiliated with the church, who may or may not even be Christian or of any faith whatsoever. So that would be something to watch out for. And this is where we need to get a fuller, broader, more comprehensive awareness of what diversity, exclusion, and inclusion looks like. What is diverse? What's different? How am I different? How are they different? Acknowledging that. And then being watchful of my implicit behavior in the way of, am I excluding them or am I including them? Are they asking to be included? Should they have to? Are they asking to be excluded? Have I even spoken to them regarding these things? So the work is actually a little more comprehensive, more whole person oriented. If you take a deeper look, this is something I think I brought to the table because of my experience as a personal trainer. We get to operate one-on-one with people and begin to see, okay, there is a wide variety of thought processes and ways of being and doing in the world. And if I'm to be of any use to anyone, it behooves me to find a more open and welcoming demeanor, attitude towards what I say is so. Towards what my worldview may be. So it is with that I offer you an opportunity to look at the diversity going on in your classes once they get started, and offer you this experience that there may be times when you need to change, when you need to put on a different hat. back in early 2000s when AFA, I remember doing a CEC article. Read the article and answer the questions for your CECs. And it was dealing with holistic approaches to training. How trainers no longer were just required to count repetitions after designating an exercise. We were encouraged to ask open-ended questions, listen for answers, and be willing to dig deeper if the rapport was there with the client. Because people required more things than just the exercise. The exercise was providing more than just this physical movement. It's also providing stress relief, release of tension throughout the day. And it's encouraging confidence and it's strengthening will and providing more energy. So it's affecting the mental state. So there's a big push in the fitness industry to adopt a more holistic view of the person, the whole person, body, mind, spirit. So this was that, with that in mind, I offer you to bring that to your classes. And what I say to all the warriors, feel your group. It's one thing to intellectualize what is going on in your group. It's one thing to kind of like, okay, they're going to need these exercises to strengthen all the knee issues that I have in my class here. Some folks have some high blood pressure and some diabetes. I have to watch my repetitions when I do these exercises, working with them. But also offer an opportunity to down-regulate, to de-stress, usually at the end of your routines, but be watchful for maybe changing your whole set, the whole class, because of what you encounter when you come in and the group is dealing with some issues that may be pretty horrendous. There's a death in the community. There's been a robbery. There's been someone assaulted. Someone's lost a home. George Floyd. Dealing with community trauma will show up. Yes, community trauma will show up and you will have to deal with it in your community groups. So it is with that that I offer you a little extra. And remember, sign up for the Facebook group. There you can get answers from your peers, from others doing the program. And you can talk to me. I'm more likely to answer quickly on the Facebook page than any place else.